Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation.
Yeah. Good Friday morning to you. It's 8:38 on this July 3rd edition of Palmetto Mornings. It is still the year 2020. We like to remind everyone of that. It is 77 degrees under sunny skies, reaching a high today of 92. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning just to share the day before the 4th of July, to give some perspective on America, why it's beautiful, the positive things, and the conversations that are ongoing, because we all know this is a land and country of diversity, and we also love the colors of the rainbow. So how do we bring it all together in a productive way? Our guest this morning, Joe Hayes, you know a thing or two about what we're talking about. You've had many conversations. Most recently, you've actually reached out to the Rock Hill Police Department to initiate another conversation, a forum, if you will. Tell us more about what you're doing, what you're hearing right now.
Yep. So, well, first, I'll just say I'm thankful that my employer approves all my messages.
Okay, good.
I am self-employed right now, so I embarked on a personal mission to start my own nonprofit, and I never thought that it would intersect in some of these issues right now. But actually, a couple of high school friends of mine who have found themselves in the York County area, they reached out to me when they were going to feed the TKK police, and I happily joined along. And we went, did that, dropped off lunch, and their idea was, well, hey, let's figure out a way to show our support for the other side of the community. And I just challenged them that instead of continuing to separate the two, let's bring them together. And so we're excited that two Fridays from now on the 17th, we'll be at Boyd Hill Recreation Center, and the Rock Hill PD, Chief Watts, is going to come out and speak, and some of his officers will be there. And we're just excited to kind of have that, because for us, the important piece of this is to build a better rapport between citizens and the police. I think if they get to know each other, I think we can kind of rise above a lot of the noise that we're hearing online.
And I think that's probably it, right? We see the national stories. We see the national headlines on social media, mm-hmm. on the radio, on television. And we assume that is what's happening across every community in every state in America. And it seems
heartbreaking.
Yes. Everything we are doing here in our community is the exact opposite of what's mm-hmm. going on. We're having civilized protests. We're having conversations. We're listening to each side.
It's like we all want to be better.
Yeah, it's. But I can understand why people are shocked that this seems to be working here, because what they're seeing nationally is not working here. And it just goes to show how everyone is different. States are different as well. But it talks about like that, right? Reaching across mm-hmm. the aisle, having the conversation, and really not being scared to ask questions. And I think that's where we're at right now. Everyone is so scared to ask questions for offending everyone. We've said before, we don't want to offend, but we want to ask a question. How do we get over that? When do we drop that and just go about the questions, and then maybe later just say, hopefully you didn't mean it, you know, it was just a conversation. Yeah, but where do we get – that's probably one of the biggest roadblocks to get over right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I won't pretend like I know the answers, but I'll tell you, I grew up the youngest of four, and then I have a younger sister, and I think a lot of my bravery in speaking out is kind of because of my family dynamics, and being the youngest, I had to speak out and stand up for myself and et cetera. I have found that a lot of folks these days, you know, lack that bravery where some folks will even join in on the discussion, but as soon as someone says they disagree with them, then, you know, all of a sudden it's hate and they back out. So I just, I try and encourage folks to, again, be brave. It's not about, you know, whose opinion is right or wrong. It's really about understanding. And if you can approach it from a position of trying to understand the other side as opposed to trying to explain your side, then I think it will open kind of that dialogue and open your heart to really kind of understanding others and what they might see or believe, because I firmly believe that perspective is reality.
You
know, and so we all have our own realities, right?
And our own experiences, that shape the way that we believe. Now, you are a black man in America.
Absolutely.
And I think I guess I'm a white person. I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, if we're questioning gender nowadays, do we question the color of our skin? We also have mixed families. Yeah. And I saw a picture where it really broke my heart because it was a picture of a classroom setting, probably first or second grade, little kids sitting crisscross applesauce, laughing, interacting with the teacher. And then the caption was, "Let's stop teaching our children racism." Mm-hmm. Now, I never thought about the things that I'm hearing now, because if you lead with kindness, everyone is a person first. You know, we all bleed red blood, and you know that better than anybody with your experience. at the American Red Cross. But, you know, this message, it is very polarizing and emotional for a lot of people. And there seems to be this momentum that is building, and change is happening faster than we can all keep up with.
Yep. And a good example of that, I think you're right. And that's kind of why I invest a lot of my time in children, because when you spend time with children, you see how they view the world and you appreciate it. And most of them do not see the same differences that we see. Yeah. And a great example, when I was in scouting, you know, they teach professionals to deliver the scouting program differently in different communities, even in terms of how we advertised it to recruit families. So we were taught to specifically go into different communities and give a different pitch. And I'll tell you, I broke records recruiting more kids in scouting and more adults in scouting. And I defied the logic that we had to change that pitch, because I realized that kids, no matter where they were, no matter what community background, they all wanted to do the same type of stuff. Yeah. They all wanted to ride bikes, play sports, you know, go shoot some BB guns and blow up some rockets and et cetera. They all got excited about the same stuff. The difference was when I met with the parents, and the parents did have different beliefs. And so, you know, you start to realize that we do impose that on our children. And it's confusing, because you do want your child to be aware of what's going on. And yet, you know, we struggle, because when we do raise children who do not see the differences that we see, then we tell them that they're wrong and their lies. And so it's kind of, you know, trying to figure out, well, what is the end goal? And I'm not sure, again, I have the answers. I didn't come in for that. But, well, you know, it's a constant struggle.
Starting the conversation so we can have some of those answers, or at least provide a roadmap on how to have the conversation.
Yep.
We're speaking with Joe Hayes. Now, folks might remember Joe formerly with the American Red Cross, now starting your own nonprofit. So tell folks real quick about the name of your nonprofit and the mission.
Yes. So I actually started it back in 2018 when my brother was tragically killed. The name of the nonprofit is Gillum Hayes Institute. Gillum is one half of my family. Hayes is another half of my family. Both actually are from this area, we found out. And that's why I joke that me and Wes Hayes are like cousins.
Some mannerisms that are kind of interestingly
and,
the same.
And honestly, the goal of the nonprofit was never this, I'll be honest. The goal of the nonprofit, and you'll hear more about it as we get closer to actually serving our mission, but the goal of the nonprofit is actually assist other nonprofits in delivering their mission.
Okay.
You know, we see, and I've seen after working 10 years in nonprofits, that most nonprofits spend their time fundraising. We want to give them the opportunity to go out and serve their mission and let us kind of help with getting them some of the funds that they need. So that's kind of really what the nonprofit will be about. But again, right now, I feel like I was pulled into some of this. I do have experiences just through life experiences, and I have been trained to communicate and to engage with different people. And so I just thought, hey, let me insert myself. People were asking me, and let's start talking and have conversations.
So the event on the 17th, that will take place at Boyd Hill Rec Center, is that open to everyone?
It is. So it's going to be 11:30 to 1. Now, right now we have a GoFundMe page, and we're going to make a Facebook where we can kind of try and gauge how many people will come, because our goal is to feed lunch. We're going to have a lunch and learn. It's going to be 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, we'll have the police officers come out. They'll engage with the citizens, answer questions, et cetera. Today, we're planning to put out a post that is going to ask four questions so that we can kind of collect some of that up front. Yeah. And, yeah, we hope to feed everyone. So we hope to have a good idea of who is coming. We're hoping to lean on that Boyd Hill community, but we're also welcome to have other guests to join
us.
And we'll continue this on, too. This won't be a one-time thing. Chief Watts and others, we've talked, and if it is successful, we will look to duplicate this in other areas throughout the Charlotte metro area.
Great. You're right on Facebook, Joe Hayes. I love your message, because it is very open, inviting, and inspiring and educational. But right now we've got to take a break.